As a reminder to media members who have just joined the call, hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to your team, now 5-0 for the first time since 2009 with the 33-17 win over Maine. You obviously got off to an extremely fast start. As you've gone back and looked at this one, what impressed you with the way your team played in the game?
Well, that's exactly what you just said. You know, the fast start really helped us. We took the opening drive. They deferred, and we took the ball. We took the opening drive and had a nice drive to go up, you know, one score. Then they were moving the ball, and then they stalled at midfield a little bit, and we had a quick strike on our second play from scrimmage after we received the punt. We got the second score. So that was a really good quick start. And then we had a blocked punt, which is almost like a turnover that gave us great field position. And then we did have an interception that gave us great field position again. So, you know, we were able to score on our first five possessions, four touchdowns and a field goal. And that really, you know, took that big halftime lead and, you know, just gave us great momentum, you know, going into halftime and then obviously finishing it throughout the game.
Everybody knows, and you've been around the league forever, knows how tough that Maine defense is. Did you know going in that that you would be able to jump on them like that? Did you feel good about some of the stuff that you had?
Yeah, our guys just made some good plays. They're fast. They're physical. You know, Maine defense, as you said. You know, the whole league, regardless of who you're playing, you know, you always got to make sure you're ready and just hopefully you can go out there and execute. And the real positive things that came out of the game were we didn't have any penalties on offense, we didn't have any turnovers, and we didn't give up any sacks. And, you know, we were able to continue with a balanced attack. And then on defense, we were able to stop the run and, you know, made them a little more one-dimensional. And Ferguson did a good job throwing the ball. I mean, shoot, they posted a lot of yards in the air. But to our defense's credit, when we got, you know, the bend but don't break mentality, when we got when they got down into our red zone, we kept them out of the end zone more often than they were able to get in there. So we're real excited about the guys up front, real excited about the plan our coaches have been able to put into place to have another really well-balanced attack in the run and pass. And, you know, obviously you hear people say it all the time, but our quarterback, Danny Smith, is doing a great job. And whenever you have a guy under center who is, you know, able to manage the game and make some plays, throwing and running. And we have, you know, Covington, who's having a big season so far with his fifth consecutive 100-yard game. The balance is really good. And if we can keep that balance going and, you know, stay healthy, I think we'll, you know, be okay. And now we have another huge task at hand with another league game coming up when we got to travel down to William & Mary.
Got a couple media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the Lionel Grant Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Mark, just wanted to ask you your thoughts on kind of the quarterback play across the league. Of course, what your guy Danny is doing is phenomenal, but you also faced two good quarterbacks the past 2 weeks, and Tom and Chris at Towson in Maine. Davis Cheek at Elon's played well. Ben at JMU has played well. What do you kind of make of it, and what's impressed you about it? I guess what's tough about it, too, when you're trying to prepare for all those guys?
Well, you know, they're all doing really well, and they all have a number of years of experience under the belt for the most part. You know, different styles. Danny, our guy, is, you know, I say he's a little more similar to Tommy down there at Towson. You know, they run the ball a little more, and obviously Ferg is more of a pocket passer, pro-style type guy. You know, you have those tabs on these quarterbacks now, pro-style guy versus a dual-threat guy. But it's good. It's really competitive. There's good quarterbacks throughout the league, and there's good running backs. And, you know, we're looking at William & Mary right now, and they have a new young guy. And, you know, they're good on special teams. They're good on defense. You know, you just got to hope that you have a guy that you can keep in the game and keep him healthy. I mean, we had a really good quarterback, three-year starter the last few years, Zach Bednarczyk. And unfortunately, he was one of our guys that got hurt and missed more than half the season the last 2 years. So if you can keep that guy healthy, you know, I'm sure Towson and, you know, Maine and everyone will tell you the same thing. If you can keep the guy that you, you know, have under center healthy, you have a good chance to, you know, go out there and be competitive. And, you know, Danny's really provided that for us right now.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Kyle Kensing with Flow Sports.
Coach, with the 5-0 start, you know, the best since 2009, going back to that 2009 team, with this year's offense, is there anything with Justin and Dan that's kind of reminiscent of when Chris and Caesar were, you know, kind of the 1-2 punch in the offense?
I don't know. I mean, that's hard to make a comparison like that. You know, we had real good players on both sides of the ball. I think we have that now. Chris Whitney at the time, you know, he was more the bigger, you know, probably not as fast as Dan, maybe not as elusive, but big, you know, Timmy Tebow type player, if you will, to give a comparison from a Chris Whitney perspective, where Dan is, you know, a little smaller, maybe a little more athletic, and probably a little bit better passer. The Lions are doing well. We had a real good line back then. Obviously, Ben Ajulana, who was here this past weekend, was a second-round draft pick. But our guys are playing well up front on both sides of the ball. So it's hard to say. Caesar was actually a wideout for us, but we put him in the backfield as a Wildcat quarterback, so we did have some rushing stats. But Aaron Ball and Angelo Barbaro were kind of our 1-2 punch in the backfield, kind of like we have Covington and, when he's healthy, Jalen Jackson. And, you know, right now we have a freshman, D. Will Barley, who's added some spark back there as a running back as well. So we just want to continue to have a balanced attack and, you know, be able to go out there and, you know, continue to put some points on the board. Hard to have a comparison to that team, for sure.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Hey, Coach, congratulations. The 30 points and a half, most Maine's allowed in 11 years. So, I mean, you, and Coach Charlton was saying you broke over 200 yards worth of tackles on Saturday. From a provincial standpoint, I apologize for the provinciality, Maine is 2-3. You know their personnel. Is Maine a team that can still get into the playoff picture? And if so, what do you see that they need?
Well, you know, again, I'm, you know, really more focused on what we need to continue to do.
Sure.
To progress, to be honest with you. You saw last year we had Maine, who won the league with an overall of 8-3 and make the playoffs and get to the Final Four. And then you've seen five of our other teams go to the playoffs at 7-4.
Yep.
So, you know, can anyone in the league still make the playoffs? I'm sure they can. Is anyone in the league right now thinking about playoffs? Probably not. We're all thinking about, you know, focusing on task at hand. And you heard the coaches say it all the time. Our focus is trying to get to 1-0 this week. That other part is so far away right now. That's not a conversation we've been having. And, you know, like I said, we're just focusing on how can we get better? Because, you know, if you look at our game with Maine, we did jump out to an early lead and we had some great field position, but we also left some points on the field. You know, we were inside the red zone, missed a field goal, and got two other field goals where you'd like to convert them into touchdowns. That could be a big point differential. So we're just, evaluating ourselves and self-scouting ourselves and getting ready for the next opponent, which is William & Mary.
Okay. Thank you.
Mark, you mentioned William & Mary, obviously a new coach with Coach London, and with that has come a couple of system changes, both with what they're doing offensively and defensively. As you've begun your early study about the Tribe, what are some of the challenges that they present?
Well, as you said, there's definitely some schematic differences. They do a lot of things offensively where it's, you know, I don't want to say unconventional, but a little bit with both backs lining up on the same side of the quarterback and so on, and they'll change multiple formations. Watching their game against Albany, I think they tried two reverse passes and ran a reverse, and Mike's doing a really good job. I know they're going to be well coached. I know they're going to be very disciplined. Defensively, they're doing a good job. They get after you. They're going to be athletic, and they always have a good special teams. You know, one of their guys made a 50-plus yard field goal, and they got an onside kick, and, you know, they had a return for a touchdown. So they always are going to have good special teams at William & Mary. They seem to always have a really good kicker, which this year looks like there's no exception to that. And, they have a young quarterback that can run the ball as well as deliver the ball down the field and distribute it to the multiple receivers that they have. So it's another CAA contest, and, you know, we're on the road. So, you know, it's a little bit of a longer trip than, you know, 5-plus hours that we have to take to get down there. So we got to make sure our guys can go down, get settled in, and be ready for the 3:30 kickoff. So They're doing a lot of good things, and Mike has them playing hard. And as you said, schematically, it's a little different than what we've been facing. But, you know, we have this week to try to prepare for it as they do try to prepare for us.
All right, Mark, safe travels to Williamsburg on Saturday, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thank you.
Thanks.